is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Hamas has released more hostages. The first two Israelis have crossed the border, with three more expected to be transferred soon and one more later.
The first two of those six hostages are now in the hands of the Israeli forces. They are at the reception point in southern Israel, and they will be taken by helicopter here to Tel Aviv to undergo medical examinations.
The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Tel Aviv and says the body of Shiri Bibas was finally released late yesterday.
They can finally lay to rest Mrs. Bibas and her two little boys, Ariel, who was just 4 years old when he was seized on the 7th of October, and Kfir, who was just 9 months old, the youngest of the hostages. Her husband, Yarden, was released from Hamas captivity earlier this month.
In return, Israel will release 600 Palestinian prisoners. Now to Washington, where CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us two top military officers at the Pentagon have been fired.
President Trump has fired Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, and the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Lisa Franchetti. General Brown had been named by President Biden as the military's top officer and principal military advisor to the president just 16 months ago.
This afternoon, the president will speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
The speech at the conference, known as CPAC, will be a friendly event for the president, populated by conservative Republicans. This annual event presents an opportunity for Republicans and candidates to share ideas and deliver speeches. But it is more likely this time to be a celebration of Trump himself. Some supporters are even referring to it as TPAC. In his speech, Trump is expected to tout his actions during the first month of his administration. He's also expected to cite his poll numbers and criticize the previous administration. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
So what does Mother Nature have in store for us looking ahead?
As meteorological winter comes to an end, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center has issued its three-month weather outlook. It says much of the country is forecast to see warmer than average temperatures. The desert southwest and southern tier are expected to see the greatest increase. Warmer than usual temperatures are forecast to extend into the northeast and New England. The only region expected to see below average temps is the far northwest. Matt Piper, CBS News.
After the deadly Southern California wildfires, the L.A. mayor has made some changes.
Acting in the best interest of Los Angeles public safety, I just met with Chief Crowley and removed her as fire chief.
That's Karen Bass. She says that Crowley sent 1,000 firefighters home on the day those deadly wildfires broke out. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it. Safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in the know.
Something amazing is happening when power outages strike. Teams are powering through them. That's because CDW Solutions architects are building more resilient IT and electrical infrastructures with Schneider Electric. With EcoCare remote monitoring services and 24/7 support, your organization can do more than keep the lights on. Schneider Electric and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/Schneider Electric.
Grab the salt, because today is National Margarita Day. Every February 22nd, we come together to lift a salt-rimmed glass and cheers the drink that consists of tequila, triple sec, and lime. The festive cocktail was created in 1938 in Mexico and is widely considered the official drink of having fun. And to celebrate, Lifetime TV has collabed with Chili's for a short film paying homage to the bevy.
This winter, Lizzie Whitlock is going home for the holidays.
National Margarita Day miracle!
Taye Diggs and Maria Menounos star in the 15-minute short film, which you can check out online.
Maybe the greatest National Margarita Day story ever told.
So happy National Margarita Day.
Gila.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with a high near 32, but colder with a strong southwest wind. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 22. Partly sunny with a high near 40 on Sunday. Into the mid-40s on Monday under partly sunny skies and a chance of rain Monday night. Right now, it's 15.
Memorial Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. Tell me, yeah. And if you see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. So I've taken out this time to say,
and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Turn your eyes around. Look at yourself. one side, it's the least you can do. Beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
WRJN.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman. We'll be right back.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Said
she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah.
Thank you.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Maybe tomorrow. Sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. hello. She smiled up at me. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
See the
all I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Hamas has freed more hostages today. Two were released earlier this morning, and they just brought three more Israelis on stage in Gaza. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Tel Aviv.
A cheer, a round of applause from Hostages Square as the hostages wave beside their Hamas fighters waving. It is a very jarring scene that somehow it is a joint wave, a joint salute. For many here, they will see that as an attempt at joviality, in a sense, a kind of surface that the Hamas fighters put onto the whole thing in this stage-managed affair. They will all be signing paperwork now and then given to the Red Cross.
The Trump administration has its eye on the U.S. Postal Service. Reporter Aaron Navarro with what's being considered.
President Trump said there will be some form of a merger between the Postal Service and the Commerce Department. Sources have told CBS News it could be done through executive order. The significance of that, the Postal Service is an independent agency since its creation in 1775.
Meanwhile, major cuts are happening at the IRS right in the middle of tax filing season. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
CBS News obtained an email that was sent to IRS workers this week. It said those being fired were newer probationary employees who were not deemed as critical to filing season. What? Lily Batchelder is a